Welcome to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
And hey, it's Kankle Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show.
If you buy groceries, you probably would like to save some money, especially now.
Yes.
Cynthia is with us with some saving tips. Tell us.
Well, I got to a point that I do not go to a store unless I get a coupon. And when you were talking about the always cutting coupons, but I don't do that anymore because everything is online. So this is sort of CVS. They have this app that you can just clip their coupons. So when I'm planning to go to the store, I just look first what coupons I have available. And then I just add it to my app. And when I go to the store, just put in my phone number. I get all the discounts.
Way to go. That's awesome.
Yes. And it actually saved a lot of money. Like they say 20 cents here and there. It's a lot of saving. I've been in CVS, which is expensive normally. And I've been having like a $50 purchase and I paid $10. But it has to be things that you need, because if you buy extra just because you have a coupon, that doesn't work. It has to be something that you really need.
That's true. You know, my wife really got into that 15 years ago.
Yeah, so that really worked.
And she, she like subscribed to this service. It was called the Grocery Game, and it would match the coupons with the sales.
Oh, nice. Oh.
And it would keep track of what coupons came out in which newspaper and stuff like that. So she would clip the coupons. And
so it actually was like a little game.
Oh, it was. And what was funny is I was with her one day as she went into the store, and one of the clerks pointed at my wife and said, "You watch, she won't pay anything."
Oh, that's amazing.
You never know what kind of joy and peace you can bring to somebody. Family Life Radio, we're Kankle Fritz and Friends. This is to the man behind me in line at Target, who saw that after hitting my grocery budget limit, I decided to put back my French vanilla candle in the makeup I had picked out. You didn't know that I always save my stuff for last and usually end up putting it back. You didn't know that the two fussy kids I had with me were only two out of the four of my kids, or that I have postpartum depression, or that this week has been full of sick kids. And I was so looking forward to lighting that candle and then at nap time and just taking a minute to relax. Even without knowing that, you saw me as a human, not just as a mom in front of you that was distracted and going way too slow. You heard me say that I'd like to put those items back, and you said you were getting them. You didn't take no for an answer. You told me I deserved it. When I started to tear up, you, sir, are the good in the world. Wow. You made my day, probably my week, and I will never be able to pay it forward. So thank you, and I will pay it forward, she says, but I don't know if I can pay you back. Thank you so much for your kind words and your kind heart.
Mm.
You know, you just don't know what's a candle cost?
Right.
You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just something so small and so minuscule changed everything for her. I love that.
Never know how your kindness is going to impact somebody.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we found that actually happened at a Target in Gainesville, Florida.
Wow.
This mom posted this out there. I think it just reminds me, if I get that little still small voice on the inside, hey, that's God. And who knows how you can change someone's day or life just by following him and doing what he's telling you to do.
You know what's so scary is how easy it is to push that still small voice away and let impatience rise its head up instead. And you miss the opportunity to bless somebody else.
Amen.
Yeah. So profound.
It is. Hey, if you ever had the opportunity to pay it forward something like this, or maybe somebody did it for you, we'd love to hear your story. Give us a call, 888-888-9976. What a treat for King and Country with us.
We both know what it's like to be hurt. We both know what it's like to feel pain.
So, had an opportunity to hang out with Luke Smallbone and from King Country, Joel and Luke. And Luke was just, we were just talking about, you know, this past couple of years. Obviously, there's a lot of fear in the world right now with what's happened with Ukraine, economy and just the pandemic. And he was talking about how did their family deal with that?
The kids were saying, so dad, so we know that, you know, for the most part, shows is how you make a living. You know, what does this mean?
Lightning fast money.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And I said, you know, I don't know what this means, but what I do know is faith is required when things are uncertain.
Right.
For the most part, when things are easy, sadly, it's not something we turn to very often, which is a caution to all of us. When things are going good, we should have the same vigilancy that we have when things are bad, but that's not usually how human beings work, right? And so I said to them, I said, this is the moment where we practice what we preach. This is the moment, the things that we talk about at home. For me, the things I talk about up on stage, this is where the rubber meets the road, and I think good fruit will come from this. Struggle always usually produces good fruit.
You know, when you make your living touring and all of a sudden you're done, what kind of uh-oh goes on in your mind? You know, he did say something profound. Listen to this again.
When things are going good, we should have the same vigilancy that we have when things are bad, but that's not usually how human beings work, right?
How do we do that, guys? How do you keep that same, he said, vigilancy when things are great? When things start going bad, then you run to God. Can we run to him now when things are okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's tough, isn't it?
It is.
Why are we? So this is what's interesting. He actually says it's good to freak out. What is he talking about? He'll tell us coming up on Family Life Radio.
Hey, I'm Darren with We Are Messengers. And if you didn't know, Family Life Radio is listener supported. By giving you help people find hope and keep the station on the air, you're helping make possible a place that people can turn to for hope and truth. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
Country, and had an opportunity to talk with Joel and Luke from For King Country. We're talking with Luke about, you know, this past couple years, fear, the pandemic, you got Ukraine, how everything's been going on. He said it's actually okay to freak out. Listen to this.
Jesus was intentionally saying, you know, it's hard for a rich man, you know, to get to heaven like it is for a man to go through, or the camel to go through the eye of a needle. He was intentionally saying that to freak everyone out.
Right.
Including his disciples who were sitting there going, I think I thought I had this kind of figured out. That is virtually impossible. And that's why they asked the question of,
sure,
well, then who?
Yeah.
At that point, you're basically saying it's important. It's sometimes really good for us to be really freaked out about something because it gets your attention. One of the things that I kind of realized a little bit is I've been asked, obviously, a lot about pandemics people said, well, you know, what do you think about it all? And I said, well, I think it was really frightening in some cases at the lack of spiritual maturity because there was so much fear.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that if you were fearful, you know, shame on you. I'm just saying when there is fear, where do you turn? And
right,
if that fear doesn't dissipate, because in a roundabout way, man, we're playing with house cards here. We should be fearless. And it just kind of freaked me out in the sense of, man, I'm really concerned about a lot of external things. A lot of other things that, you know, that in some cases, man, if you're following Jesus, these things aren't really something that we should be that concerned about.
It's true. We serve a God who owns a cattle on a thousand hills.
Imagine.
He can raise the dead. He can do miracles. He can do all kinds of things. He is our provider.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things. Just the different, if you go through the different names of God, too. You know,
yeah.
Jehovah Rapha, he's our healer. He's our, I mean, there's so many different things. So, you know what? Just want to encourage you today. The more you get to know God, I think the less your fear goes away. I've heard somebody say like this, the more you look at the size of God's biceps, the smaller your problem is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how he phrased it. We're playing with house cards.
Amen. That's right.
So what's your good news? 888-888-9976. And we have Leo with us this morning. Now, you said your start's a little bit down, but to bear with you.
Unfortunately, I lost my parents 7 months apart about 3 years ago. And the situation with my mother, just to kind of make it brief, she had Alzheimer's for several years. And she got to the point before she passed away where obviously she didn't know who I was for years. And that last moment that I had with my mother in the hospital room, I was the youngest of eight, and she was very frail, couldn't hardly move, and she reached up like she wanted to hug me. So I leaned in very close, and she hugged me, and she goes, "My baby."
Oh,
what a gift.
You know, we've talked about this before in the show, so many near-death situations where people that did have some sort of dementia or Alzheimer's were lucid.
Yeah.
Right at the very end, recognized people. It's almost like God healed them before they got officially healed in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Right. God definitely knows what we need when we need it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that beautiful gift of that moment of clarity.
Yeah.
It's been a tradition for years. I planted rose bushes in my yard for my mother on her birthday and Mother's Day. Her birthday was yesterday.
Oh.
And I've lost count, and I have somewhere around 43 rose bushes in my yard at this point.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Love that.
So, yeah.
My mother was the type of woman that she was more than a mother. God broke the mold after he made her. When we had her obituary, we had to print up and put in parentheses, Mama. She was known as Mama to everybody. People didn't even know her name. She was just plainly Mama.
I love that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What a legacy you have to carry on.
Absolutely.
I can't even put into words what a wonderful woman she was.
Thank you for sharing her with us.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Henkel, Fritz, and Friends. So that's for King and Country, and we had an opportunity to hang out with Luke Smallbone from the band, and he was talking about being a dad, being a husband. I asked him, what has he learned being married to his wife?
You know, when I first was married, any crisis that took place, I was like, so like, I've got to fix this. There's obviously a problem here. Even in the last few years, I would be praying for my wife, and I'd be praying like, you know, God, how do I handle this? And there were moments where I actually felt God just say, that's not for you to fix.
Yeah.
I got this, and let's just play it out. You know, let's just go on the journey together. There's not, we don't need to have an SOS thing where, you know, you know, I think for guys, you think, you know, there's this problem, I'm going to have this conversation, and everything's going to be way better.
Baked into your DNA as a guy, you got to fix everything.
And I think that there was, just like my wife prays for me in the moments where I'm out of line, and there's not necessarily a word that she can say or speech that she can give that's going to, oh, he's going to become a better father now. It's through relationship, hinging some of that on God, not just on the right speech or the right conversation or the right, you know, I'm going to confront this issue, creates enough space for our spouses to be human, but understand that God is in the continual business of refining. I'm not a perfect husband. I'm not a perfect father, but I hope to be better tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I hope to be better the next day. I think that's something that kind of freed me up a little bit. If there's a problem, look, we're not going to avoid the problem, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's up to her, up to me to just to solve all of these issues. Let's go. We're on a journey together. I'm not leaving you. You're not leaving me. We're going to stick in it, and let's go on a journey together.
King and Country on Family Life Radio. We had an opportunity to hang out with Luke. I always get him mixed up. Joel's the short one. Well, he's not short. He's still taller than me.
Shorter.
Luke is very tall. Gosh, he's like 6'5", guys.
Really?
He is really tall. We were talking with Luke Smallbone for King and Country about what brings him joy.
You know, I've walked through some random stuff over the, you know, ironically enough, since I've started music, my life got really complicated. And not just because of music. You know, I had some health issues. My wife walked through some things. I nearly lost my youngest son. And I think the thing that has brought me joy is wrestling with faith in those difficult journeys, because fear is natural. And if you stay fearful, it's going to bring up an awful amount of anxiety. It's going to bring up an awful amount of worry. So what do you do? I think some of the things that have come back to me over the last year is that I have not been a praying man to the level that I think produces joy.
Yeah.
And in my struggles, it's when I've been like casting all of those concerns onto someone who's far greater than onto their shoulders, I find great joy. I found great peace. You know, in the moments of deep, deep anguish, those are where I pray honest prayers. Mm. Those are when I pray true prayers. And the moments that follow that are the moments that I feel invincible. Mm. God, if you want to take me, you can take me.
Yeah.
And so I think the thing that brings me great joy is those moments. And they don't happen always, but my hope is to live a life in the coming years filled in that space.
About to play for King and Country's Relate. Talked with Luke Smallbone about the song and what's the meaning behind it.
In the Bible, the attribute that was spoken about Jesus when confronted with a leper, mm-hmm. a crowd, or a difficult situation, it usually says that he had immense compassion for them. And I was like, wow, what does it mean in today's day and age to, like, you know, if we're following Jesus, we should act like Jesus.
Yeah.
So maybe we should write a song about this, you know? And what does it mean to have compassion for people? What does it mean to be empathetic in this day and age where, look, if you open up Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, I mean, man, we're killing our own out there.
There's not a whole lot of compassion.
There's not a whole lot of compassion.
No, not at all.
And it's been a little alarming to me. In some cases, it's inside the church. The church is obviously made up of sick people, so that's what we get. But other people calling other people, you know, it's idiotic that you would say X, you know, or it's crazy that you would say Y. And I just, you know, I just, it broke my heart. So the idea was, what if something that you've walked through in your life and you're explaining it to me, and I know that I haven't walked through that journey, but I simply see the pain in your eyes. Could I relate to that? Because I've had pain in my life.
Right.
Is it something in life where you have to walk through all of the different avenues of life to actually go, now I know. I don't think that's right. I think we can actually say, man, I haven't walked your shoes. I haven't walked your life, but I see a similar thing in your eye that I had in mind when this happened. I know what pain feels like. I know what hurt feels like. So I mourn with you. I grieve with you because it looks like you've gone through something really, really difficult. It's difficult to cast the stone at that point.
Hey, we'd love to know what is bringing you joy. Call right now, 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio, who's this?
My name is Nehemiah Jacob Gonzalez.
Nehemiah Jacob Gonzalez, how old are you?
Seven. It's my birthday today, and God gave me an early birthday present. I got my cast off before my birthday, and we're going swimming tonight with my cousin.
Hey! That sounds awesome! Got the cast off. You're going to go swimming with your cousins?
Oh, I didn't hear. But back up the time clock here. What broke?
My wrist.
Your wrist broke. Oh, how did that happen? Honey.
I fell off backwards off a swing.
Oh, backwards off a swing.
My goodness.
You overswung yourself.
Yeah.
Wow.
We just wanted to call because it's such a good day to call.
It is a great day to call.
And on Saturday, we're going to go to Peter Piper and we're going to invite three friends from my school.
Peter Piper Pizza?
Yes.
Play video games, eat pizza.
Win little trinkets.
That's right. Now, don't hurt your wrist on the whack-a-mole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good advice, Kangaroo. Good advice.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Well, well, you have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Listen to this. If you still haven't done what God has told you to do because you want to have it all together before you start, just a heads up, he doesn't want you to have it all together. Nobody wants to be led by somebody who's perfect. You'll inspire somebody because of your strengths, but what's awesome is you'll identify with them because of your weaknesses. Just show up authentically and confidently. I saw that and I thought, wow, that's powerful. How many things, guys, have we not started Because we don't have it all figured out. I think that keeps us from starting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you and I were just having a conversation yesterday after the show. You know, my husband and I really want to foster to adopt, but I feel like I have to get it together before we do that. I feel like my mental health needs to be in a, you know, maybe not perfect, but closer to perfect. My finances need to be closer to perfect.
Right.
And you even said, you're like, well, especially when it comes to your mental health, like, what if you're going to be able to identify with that child more? Like, you're going to be able to connect with that kid who's been through so much more because you're gonna be able to connect with them on a deeper level and understand a little bit more where they're coming from, whereas somebody who maybe has not had any trauma in their life wouldn't really understand why they're acting out, wouldn't understand, where the depression, the anxiety is coming from. But you've been there. You and your husband both have. Like, Jason and I both deal with that.
You know, my wife has dealt with anxiety and depression. And I think our son's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I have an idea.
Yeah.
If you were raised by a parent that had issues, did you turn out all right? Mm. Or do you wish they didn't have you until they figured it all out?
You know, I'd like to meet the person who was raised by somebody who had it all figured out.
Well, there's that.
I'm not sure that person exists.
That is true. That is a good point.
I think one of the most sly little gifts my mother ever gave me was saying, Sally, you're practically perfect in every way. Stealing from Mary Poppins, and in other words, you're attaining for perfect or having it all figured out is not the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, Misty, I really applaud what you're looking at and the way you're looking at it. I think our imperfections are what make us us.
True.
And really demonstrate that God's not demanding perfection. Look at me.
Yep. And nor should we demand it from each other.
Mm.
You know?
Yes.
We're all have our goof ups. And I think this is just maybe a little theological gymnastics, but to think about this, isn't that why we need him?
Oh.
He completes us.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
I think we're fallible for a reason.
Mm.
You know? Well, what do you think? We'd love to get your take on that. 888-888-9976.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you didn't, email Misty at FLR. Oh, sorry. Hey, if you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.